Now, we are delighted. I'm delighted to say now that we are joined in studio by Catherine Carty. And Catherine has been appointed first as the new chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership. But more than that, it is a new, as Catherine is the first woman to be appointed to the chair of KRSP. That's Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership. Good morning to you, Catherine. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, congratulations.
Good morning, Tressa. Thank you. I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to be in the role and following in some big footsteps. So, you know, I look forward to the challenge of that.
Tell us, first of all, what exactly does the Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership do? What are your aims and what do you hope to achieve as the new chair?
So the Recreation Sports Partnership encourages, promotes and supports people in Kerry to get active. I guess underneath all that, the aim is to get more people more active more often and to create opportunities for everyone across the county to get active in whatever way they choose. So it provides a lot of training, maybe to clubs and to people who want to get involved, and implements and coordinates a whole variety of different programs for people of different age groups. You know, it's really there to create opportunities for the people of Kerry to get active.
Because when I think sports, I think of young people, I think of athletic people, and I wouldn't always necessarily consider sports, especially after you leave school, for adults, that it's something that many people see that they can get involved in. They might feel I'm too old or I'm too out of shape or whatever, or I have a physical disability or another form of challenge.
Yeah, no, I suppose one of the key aims of the Recreation Sports Partnership is to make sure that the message gets out there that sport is for everybody and there is something that you might like and enjoy participating in that you've never experienced before. So plenty of people are involved in sport when they're young, but yeah, we do see people drop out of that as they get older and they just, you know, don't see it as something that is for them. Increasingly now, though, thankfully, more people, as they age, as they enter into retirement, are beginning to enjoy, you know, different sports maybe than what they played when they were younger or what they got involved with when they were younger. And the opportunities are out there. They're new and they're growing all the time. And Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership has some great opportunities for people of all age groups.
Now, in addition to this new role that you've acquired as chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership, you also have a very, very prestigious role as UNESCO chair on transforming the lives of people with disabilities in education, in sport, in recreation and fitness at MTU. Tell us a little bit about that role, and obviously it sounds just from the title alone that it would be a natural fit with your new role as chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership.
Okay, so the UNESCO chair role, I suppose the UNESCO chair we've had in MTU since 2013. So I've been UNESCO chair, you know, I suppose around that time. And what we're doing with that chair is we look at the global policy around sport and physical education and make it meaningful at a local level. That's what we want to do. Our chair role is global. So really what we've been doing is we've been doing research, developing educational resources to support people working in the sports sector to make sure that when they're providing sport opportunities, they're doing it well in a way that's safe and a way that's effective and a way that can include everybody. Because it's really important that everybody knows there are opportunities for them to get involved in sport, whether or not you have a disability or you face whatever barriers you might face in getting involved in sport. We're trying to make sure that those barriers come down and that people have opportunities to get involved in sport in their communities. So our UNESCO chair role is quite diverse, to be honest. It's we do a lot on global sport policy, as I said. We've presented at the UN venues in Geneva, in Paris, in New York, advocating for making sure that sport opportunities are there for everybody, especially those with disabilities who face many hurdles in trying to access sport opportunities in their communities. So that's what we've been doing.
And what is access to sport and physical activity? What is that like for people with physical disabilities in Kerry at the moment? Are there areas of improvement that could be made?
Well, To be honest, in Kerry, there's been fantastic work happening in the area of inclusion of people with disabilities in sport for a long time. I'd say since the mid-90s, the Health and Leisure Programme in IT Tralee, have been emphasising and putting a lot of importance on how to include people with disabilities in sport. So making sure that those going out into the workforce, I suppose, to work in sport, are well equipped to include people with disabilities. So the adapted physical activity programmes have been operating there for, you know, since the mid-90s, really. And also in Kerry, we have Active Disability Ireland that provide training and education and resources, again, around the inclusion of people with disabilities in sport and physical education. So I would say that there are good opportunities in Kerry. I do think that people with disabilities still face some challenges in accessing sport, but thankfully through the work of the Recreation Sports Partnership, Active Disability Ireland, and increased levels of awareness, I think, in clubs around the county, more people with disabilities are getting access to sport and activity. And there's a lot of expertise around there to help clubs who want to include more people with disabilities in what they do.
And of course, there are other, you know, angles as well that no doubt you'll be looking at. For example, Swim Ireland had a report yesterday in which they spoke about the lack of public swimming pools across the country. And also, I suppose, as well, when we look at older people, people aged 65 and over, making it easier and more affordable for them to get active, because obviously that's important. Being healthy, being physically healthy, is an important way of allowing people to stay and remain healthy as long as they can possibly do so throughout their lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And do you know what? It's whatever you want to do. You could be going for a walk. You could be getting involved in a club. You know, so there are lots of different options for people out there. And there's a new, actually, Get Ireland Active map coming online where people can check out what's in their area, what type of activities exist, no matter what age you are. So like we know in Kerry as well, you've got Park Run operating in many different venues, and Junior Park Run as well. So that's there for people to get involved in. For the older adult group you mentioned, we coming up at the end of January, I think it is, or February, we have the Go for Life Regional Games, and they're specifically for older adults.
Go for Life Regional Games. Where's
yes.
that happening?
Yeah, they're taking place in Killarney Sport and Leisure Centre on the 4th of February this year. So there are some new games in there that people might have never heard of. So even we've got Flisk, which is like a cross.
Flisk.
Yeah.
F-L-I-S-K.
That's it. Yeah. It's a mix of frisbee and horseshoe pitching.
I'm intrigued. We'll have to cover that.
Yeah. And we've skittle.
Skittle,
which is an adapted 10-pin bowling and skittles.
Skittle. S-K-I-D-D-L-E?
S-C-I-D.
Oh,
I-L-L.
Skittle. That's
yeah,
a new word I'll
be. Molly, which is an adaptation of the game of cornhole. So there's all these new games that people, you know, like sometimes people when they were younger, maybe they weren't interested in sport. But now there are all these new opportunities for people to get involved in and find something that's a good fit for you. And it's really about health and well-being, but also social inclusion. And a lot of the time, these sporting activities, there's a 19th hole, you know, there's a social element at the end where, you know, you can chat with your friends, meet new people. And it's a great way of, you know, for people new in our community as well to integrate into the community. Like sport, there's lots of different dimensions to how sport is good for you and why getting involved in these activities can be good. Pickleball is another new one. You know, lots of opportunities for pickleball across the county in Tralee, Listowel, Camp.
We'll have to get you back in, Catherine. This is amazing. We'll have to find out more about pickleball, about skittle, all these games that, well, I'd heard of pickleball, but skittle is definitely a new one on me.
Yeah.
Catherine, it's been so lovely meeting you. Wishing your enthusiasm just shines through, and your gusto, and wishing you every success as the new chair of Kerry Recreation and Sports Partnership.